Do you mind if I do some things?
No.
One of the moms that I picked up this morning, brought her here, she's the last mom who got out of the detention center who had children taken away from her at the border.
Oh.
So all the other ones had been released. She was the last one. So I'm gonna get her ID so
yeah.
I can buy her ticket.
Go ahead. Okay. Totally. I'm not on a time.
I just found a direct flight.
Oh, wow.
That leaves
okay.
tonight to where she's trying to get to, and I don't want it to, like, sell out.
Yeah, yeah,
so
totally.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
That was Sarah Jackson, a.k.a. Wonder Woman. She founded Casa de Paz, a fully volunteer-run home that offers hospitality to immigrants who have been released from the detention center in Aurora, as well as visiting family members of those who are detained. And normally, Casa de Paz doesn't fund plane tickets. But recently, after the zero-tolerance policy was implemented and then unimplemented, they've received an overflow of donations specifically for the Family Reunification Fund.
When we found out that there were parents who had been transferred from the border up here to Aurora after their children had been separated and also put into detention centers, just like everything, every cell in my body screamed against the trauma that we were putting these parents through. And so, kind of a spur of the moment decision, I said, I will at least pay one bond of one of these parents to get them out, and then I'll pay for their flight once they get out so that they can get to their family and be reunited with their child.
So far, they've bonded out 9 parents and bought about 20 plane tickets with these donations. But their work reaches far beyond payment for transportation and release. They provide a loving, welcoming home where people can stay for up to 3 days as they get back on their feet. In the 6 years that they've been open, they've hosted over 1,300 guests from 22 different countries, and they've sent immigrants to every state. And in addition to running Casa de Paz, Sarah has her own career and organizes an ongoing volleyball league with hundreds of participants, which funds the Casa. And so I asked Sarah what drives her motivation to do all of this work.
It's the right thing to do. If you put yourself in the shoes of someone who has just been released from a detention center and you try to imagine what you would do in a foreign city and you may not speak their language and you have not even a penny to your name, I'm pretty darn sure you would want a nice person to come alongside you and say, hey, how can I help you? We're here with you and we want to make sure you get home safely.
Sarah said that years ago, she would never have imagined that she would be doing this. She says that she didn't even know anything related to immigrant detention existed. 8 years ago, she went on an all-expenses-paid trip to Mexico with a church where she was working and learned more than she had ever anticipated.
I was expecting a vacation, but my life changed because for the first time in my life, I met people who were personally affected by our immigration policies and by the border, and I just kept imagining, what if this had happened to my family? Like, what if this was my dad who was just deported and he was trying to get back to his family to see them? Or what if this was my sister who was fleeing violence in her home country and came to the United States for safety? How would I want my family to be treated?
And so she came back to Colorado, rented a one-bedroom apartment across the street from the detention center, and made it a place for visiting families to stay with her. Soon after, guards from the detention center contacted her, asking if they could send over immigrants who were just released. And then the CASA grew. Sarah says she hears a lot about people feeling hopeless, feeling like you can't do anything, but actually there's tons you can do. You can visit someone in a detention center, bring over a meal to the CASA, pick up and drop people off at the airport or bus station. So amidst this time of uncertainty and devastation, we can relieve at least some of the suffering. And Sarah says knowing she's doing something to help families get reunited makes it all worth it.
I think most recently, knowing that these parents who had their children ripped away from them at the border, knowing that they got their kid back is priceless. I know that there was one mother who stayed with us a few weeks ago who hadn't seen her child in 2 months and didn't even know which detention center she was in. She just knew she was somewhere in the United States. And so when the mom came here to the CASA, she was just worried sick about where her daughter was. She wasn't able to eat or sleep or drink. And her health was going downhill really quick because she was just totally preoccupied with finding her daughter. So we got her here. And I invited our volunteers over to have dinner, and I asked for them to bring chicken noodle soup because I thought that that would be like calming for her stomach since she hadn't eaten in 9 days. And so they brought the soup over, and she was able to keep some of it down, which was really nice to see her be able to have a little bit of nutrition in her body. She spent the night, and then the next morning our volunteers took her to the airport, and she got reunited with her child just a few days after that. So it's and I received text messages from her every so often, just like, hey, how are you? How's life? And just to know that she's in like a better place mentally because she has her child back with her is very fulfilling.
For KGNU, I'm Lucy Suchek.